looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy, and you are listening to Hope for the Caregivers with Peter Rosenberg. And if you're not listening to it, you're a communist. Get her done.
Jeff, I want to ask you about this. And let me. Here's the setup. Our country right now is just, you know, we're all over the map here. But you're one of these unique individuals because of the nature of your work that you have seen more America than most politicians ever will, including presidents. I mean, that's part of being a stand-up comedian, that you get out and you spend time in, you know, minuscule places around the country. You're interacting with America on a level that very few people really do. And as you look out at the landscape, excuse me, that's not corona, that's hay fever. And as you look out on the landscape and you see the unsettledness of this country that I know that you love, and these people love you. And, you know, how do you write and dig into comedy to help get them to a place of safety where they could just catch their breath or take a knee if they have to? And Barry Manilow said this years ago, and I heard this interview, and he said, "I'm not there to cure cancer. I just want to help make you forget about it for about an hour and a half." And I thought that was such a great quote. And that's your heart. I know that. But how does that work now in this situation? Kind of walk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that about Mallow. And for the last year or so, I start the show by saying, you know, I remind myself right before I walk out on stage that everybody I'm going to be looking at is going through a struggle. It might be financial, it might be physical, it might be emotional, but every single person that I look at is going through a struggle. And everybody that you ever see on stage is going through a struggle. And so, you know, going back to the point, I don't think laughter makes the struggle go away, but it does keep you from going crazy. Laughter does, music does, a lot of things do. And one of the coolest things about being a comedian, as a kid, I never went anywhere. I mean, vacation for us was going from Georgia to Denmark, South Carolina, to stay in my grandmother's trailer for 2 weeks on the farm. But as a comedian, I've been to all 50 states, and I haven't met many people that have been to every state, and not only all 50 states, almost every part of all 50 states. And the biggest thing I learned from that is the scenery changes, the accents change, but people are people. People are the same everywhere you go. The things that people want and desire are the same everywhere you go. You know, I was contemplating the other day, it's always kind of amazes me that when the country is in crisis, like it is now, or 9/11 or whatever, that people rise up. People want to take care of each other. People go out of their way to take care of each other, which is a cool kind of phenomenon. So, you know, as a comedian, what you're looking for is, what do we have in common? And that's where comedy is for me. I was very lucky very early on in my comedy career to learn what worked for me, and that was, I just assumed if I thought something, or my wife said something, or my family did something, I'm going to assume other people are thinking and saying and doing the same thing. And so that, for me, I didn't have to sit there and go, what's funny, what's funny, what's funny? Like I did a joke on the last special with Larry. I said, here are things that Google can't tell you. One of the things was, out of all the cereals, Captain Crunch is the most time intensive. And by that I meant if you eat it too soon after you pour the milk on, you will rip the roof of your mouth to shreds. You wait too long after you pour the milk on, and the captain will put a film on your teeth a wire brush can't get rid of. Now, and I only did that joke because I thought, you know, there's a very fine line on Captain Crunch once you pour the milk on as to when you dive in to eat it. And people burst out laughing, and so I'm like, wow, I'm not the only person to have this thought. But I operated on the assumption if I thought this, other people have thought this. And so, you know, that the biggest compliment for me is after a show when somebody comes up and goes, oh, my gosh, you've been in our house. Oh, my gosh, I've done that or I've thought that. And so you realize, you know, politically in this country, we're as divided as I ever remember in my lifetime. But I think if you could take people from both ends of the political spectrum and just sit down with them and talk, and you would find that they probably have 85% of everything in common. But as a society, we don't dwell on that 85%. We dwell on the 15% that is different. As a comedian, I want that 85%. So when I walk out there to talk, I don't care how you vote. I don't care where you live. I want to find the things that connect us. And you know, in an environment like we're all living in right now, hey, we're all connected. What you do affects me. What I do affects you.
Are you enjoying our podcast? I'm John Butler, and I've helped produce Peter's show, Hope for the Caregiver, since it began. I'd like to think that I'm responsible for the explosive growth this show has enjoyed. I'd like to think that, but well, Peter pays me not to, so let's move along. All jokes aside, though, Peter and I do have a great time with the show. We absolutely love it. In this podcast, we not only publish things from the show, but also include special bonus materials. We really don't want to have a subscription section, but would rather make all of this great content available for free to hurting caregivers. You can help us do that by clicking on the Become a Patron button. For as little as a dollar a month, you can be a part of the world's number one podcast for family caregivers. There's all types of gifts that we'd love to give you depending on what tier you'd like to join. Maybe it's $5, maybe it's $10, whatever you'd like. Consider sponsoring this podcast today and help strengthen family caregivers and yourself. Thanks so much, and remember, healthy caregivers make better caregivers.